We're talking now with the president of the American Farmers Ranchers, Oklahoma Farmers Union, Scott Blueball. Scott, you're leading the Oklahoma delegation to this 2020 edition of the National Farmers Union Convention. Tell me a little bit about your delegation. What sort of a group that were you able to carry to Savannah this year?
Yeah, we have 32 of our members here as delegates at this convention from actually all over the state. And in many different aspects of agriculture, both men and women. And it's been a really great crew. So we're excited to have them here.
Now, traditionally, Oklahoma has been one of the leading states as far as membership is concerned. Once again, you have one of the larger delegations, don't you?
Yes, we are the largest in the National Farmers Union system in our state organization. So we still are the biggest, once again, this year.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you have been actually involved in. Most certainly, a lot of excitement regarding the potential of a new president to replace Roger Johnson, who's been NFU president since I think 2009. I understand, kind of by an overwhelming margin, you do have a new president in Rob LaRue.
Yeah, we're really excited about Rob winning by a landslide margin. I think he'll be great, and he brings a lot of experience to the table in working on farm bills and up on Capitol Hill and on both sides of the issue. So he's well-respected in the Democrat and the Republican circles on the ag committees. They know who he is. They work with him. They respect him. I think he's going to do a great job for us, and we're excited. We're going to miss Roger immensely, but I think we're in good hands.
As far as the election of Rob LaRue, it sounds like that probably will be a pretty smooth transition, seeing as he has been on the national staff these recent years.
Yes, he's currently the senior policy analyst for National Farmers Union, and has been, and really Roger's number two man there in the Washington, D.C. office. So I really expect a very smooth transition, and I think that was one of the things that appealed to the members, that we don't back up very much, and we just keep on rolling. So
I know that earlier today, of course, Roger Johnson, with his retirement address last night, talking about some of the things that he sees as challenges right now. You heard, obviously, from one of the top people in the country when it comes to setting and executing some of the policy of the 2018 Farm Bill and more, and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. Your thoughts on the Secretary making his appearance at a NFU meeting this year?
Well, he was very gracious, and I was thrilled to have him there. I actually got a little bit of time one-on-one with him, not very much, but a little bit. I think he understands the tough financial problems that we're facing out here. And sometimes we disagree on policy, on what you do to correct those problems. But we all recognize the issues. And as we move forward, I think it'll be good. He talked a little bit about the possibility of a third round of market facilitation payments. He said he did not believe they would be necessary, but then he turned around and said, but if they are, and if the trade agreements or the trade sales actually don't materialize with China, that he and the president both were standing ready to go with a third round of payments if the trade does not materialize, but they still expect it to. So I guess we'll just have to wait and watch and see what happens in the markets.
You obviously alluded to the fact that he understands that times have been tough in farm country. I know one quote that I heard from him that I saw on some of the coverage, that he said that 2019 was a tough year. And he's glad it was behind us. In that regard, NFU this year offering some training to some folks and how to help their fellow farmer when it comes to the stress of today's agricultural economy. Tell me about that farm stress training that was put together by NFU this year.
Yeah, we're really really excited about that, and in Oklahoma we've taken the lead on this issue. So as you well know, in the 1980s was a terrible time for farmers, in both financially and in mental health stress. Our farm suicide rate was through the roof. All those divorces and all those different problems that go along with severe financial distress. And so this time the Congress got ahead of this a little bit. So in the farm bill, they actually had grant money, and the university, Michigan State University, that is, built a curriculum to deal and train folks in how do you recognize folks in great stress and possible harm, and what can you say to them to help them, and what you should not say or do as well. And so we have three of our members from Oklahoma that have traveled with us to Savannah, and for the last week have been training in this program, and they have become certified trainers. So we'll bring them back to Oklahoma. We already have several events scheduled for them to start training folks that are in direct contact with our farmers on a regular basis, such as our co-op managers and our cell barn owners, some bankers, FFA teachers as well, because a lot of times it's the students that'll be maybe the first signs of the stress that's going on the family farm. So we're trying to prevent tragedies and trying to get all the resources that are out there and that are available to people to be known and where they're at, and kind of a one-stop shop to meet all those needs we can. So we're very proud that we've taken the lead on that. The three folks that I have out here that have done the training are now certified are all farmers that went through the 1980s and survived, and they know what it was like, so they totally understand what many of our young producers today are dealing with that have no idea what it was like in the 1980s.
Who, by the way, who were the three that are now certified?
Yeah, Rick Shelby from Weber's Falls, Brett Brewer from Hunter, and Terrell Coffey from Hinton.
All righty. One last question, Scott. Obviously, still to come, policy session where NFU will be setting their national policy. In your mind, what are the priorities that Oklahoma has kind of had in mind as you go about helping establish those national issue priorities for the organization?
Yeah, I think the biggest ones for us are probably the trade. And the financial, we've got to get some financial stability in our trade policies, get trade working again, and relieve this low price burden that we're faced with. One of the other things is consolidation in the agribusiness world, in the beef industry especially, but we still go on to tackle the, you know, 84% of all of the beef killed is by four major packers in the United States. And we just feel like that has a detrimental impact on our prices. And so we still look for relief for that as well.
Thanks, Scott. Scott Blueball, president of American Farmers and Ranchers, AFR, Oklahoma Farmers Union Cooperative, was leading the Oklahoma delegation to the National Farmers Union in Savannah, Georgia. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.